produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
And I'm going to run fast. If you can't follow me, you just write it down, write down the reference. 1 Samuel chapter 16 from verse 12. It says, so he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and bright eyes and good looking. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, I'm good looking. God wants us to be good looking, eh? Then he says, and the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Say, I'm the one.
I'm the one.
Say that a minute. I'm the one.
I'm the one.
Hallelujah. I told us that the word of God is eternal. Each time God speaks a word, it is for everybody. It runs for eternity. It is alive. That's why I want you to say it. I am the one. Say, I'm the one. So, the next verse, that is verse 13. It says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. Hallelujah. In the midst of his, every eyes will see it. You see, God will do something in the midst of people that will see the glory in you and give him praise and glorify him. So it says, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Praise the Lord. Now, look up here. What is the anointing? Hallelujah. There are many ways that people have tried to communicate this concept of anointing. There are those that communicate it through the waters, through the oil, through many things. But I want to say to you this morning that the anointing is all about the supernatural power of God embedded in a person. The power of the Holy Spirit that is embedded in your life. for effective function, for a particular assignment. Now watch this. God does not anoint you for nothing. You are not chosen for yourself. Each time God anoints you, He has something for you. He has an assignment for you. He has a kingdom as agenda for you. Hallelujah. And watch this. What happens is that God carries it out through you. You become a chosen person. You become the one. Hallelujah. That's why I say to you, say, I'm the one. You become the one. The Bible says that you are a chosen generation. The anointing comes to somebody who God chose. Three dimension. God can choose you as a king. The anointing comes on you. God can choose you as a prophet. The anointing comes on you. God can choose you as a priest. The anointing comes on you. And today, God can choose you for governmental purpose, or even for, let me say, for kingdom financing. And the anointing comes on you. And when that anointing comes on you, you find yourself that you love, you become a generous. You love, you're just looking for where you can sow into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So the anointing comes for a divine purpose. Are you ready this morning? Are you ready this morning? Say, Lord, I'm ready for you. So in the Bible, we find that people are anointed for different assignment. For David, he was anointed king. Are you with me this morning? Now, the Bible tells us that when David came, David was not like it. He does not look like a king. He was rowdy. He was dirty. He was unkempt. Imagine, in the eyes of men, no, nothing good is going to come out of this person. This year, oh, you are right off. Now forget it. You are not going to make it. In the eye, look, God does not see the way man sees. Hallelujah. God does not see problem. He sees solution. When God looks at you, He sees a blessed and highly favored woman. A blessed and highly favored man. God sees somebody who He is going to use. A vessel. So David brothers were passing. You know, the ones that look very rich, you know. They are very strong and mighty. They come. God says, not this one. They pass. God says, not this one. I pray that God will never reject you. May you never be among the number of those God rejected. I pray from today, you are the one. You are the one. This year, 2024, say, I'm the one. That's right. You are chosen. You are chosen. You see, you don't choose yourself. God chose you. Even when people reject you, God chose you. It doesn't matter who doesn't like you. It doesn't matter who is gossiping you. God chose you anyways. Hallelujah. Say, I am chosen. So when David came, they are looking at him like, this one, please go back to the bush, man. We are here with serious business. And the prophet said, no. Come, David. This is the one. The Lord said, this is the one. This is the one. Hallelujah. And now the Bible says that from that I've got good news for you. Amen. That day is today. Yes. God is saying that day is today. Today is your day. The Bible says from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. From that day, David's story changed. From that day, David moved from an ordinary person to a supernatural person. From that day, the anointing for greatness came upon this David. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says to Samuel, quickly anoint him in the midst of his brothers. Yeah. Those that don't like him. No wonder the Bible says he sets a table before me in the presence of my enemies. My cup runneth over. And thou anointed my head with oil. Hallelujah. This is what the anointing can do. The anointing can make your cup to run over. Overflow. Overflow. You begin to live in the overflow. Walk in the overflow. Hallelujah. You see, when the anointing comes, what never worked before begin to work. Begin to work. Where there is stagnation, there is progress. Praise the Lord. And that is why in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says that it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. It says, on that day, the burden shall be lifted off your shoulder. Hallelujah. I don't know what burden you are carrying today. He says it will be lifted off your shoulder because of the anointing. Now, remember, the anointing comes through the Holy Spirit. The anointing is the fusion of the Holy Spirit and power that comes into your life. So the burden can only be removed from your shoulder because of the anointing. The Bible uses the word the yoke. Hallelujah. What is the yoke? Stay with me. Now, yoke in the Bible is something they put in the head of the ox or donkey when it's walking or plowing in the field. All right? And they use it to pull the donkey. They can also use it to join two animals together, tie them together in a yoke. So they are hooked. Hallelujah. They are hooked. Hallelujah. I pray this morning, whatever has hooked your destiny, whatever has yoked your life, it is broken today because of the anointing. You are set free in the name of Jesus. You can say amen to that.
Amen.
That is free of charge.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't allow the yoke to make you keep quiet.
Yeah.
If you don't have the yoke, you shout amen like you mean it. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now watch this. Jesus says, take my yoke. Because my yoke is light. There is a yoke that the enemy puts on people. That is why sometimes you see people, they are going through different situations that, you know, they are not happy. They can't move forward in life. You know, they are always depressed. Then they put a yoke of failure, a yoke of disappointment, a yoke of stagnation. But that is not your portion today. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. It's easy. Hallelujah. What is the yoke? Just love him. What is his yoke? Just serve him. Just by faith, it's easy. Come on, just worship him. Just stand upon his word. It is not by power nor by might, but by my spirit. So his yoke is not by struggle. It is easy. He said, take my yoke. You know why? Because he fights your battle.
Amen.
He fights that battle. He sets you free. He delivers you. He redeems you. Praise the Lord. He's a God that fights our battle. So now, the anointing comes to transform you and to make your life line up with God's plan. Praise God. Every person that God used in the Bible is anointed. And the reason is because God wants them to function in the supernatural. God wants them to move in the power and the authority of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. It was the anointing that made David to overcome Goliath. He wouldn't have done that in the natural. Amen. It was the anointing that made him to kill the lion and the bear. Praise the Lord. He wouldn't have done that without the anointing. Praise the Lord. There are some battles you go through that the anointing gives you victory. It is the anointing that gives you the breakthrough. It is the anointing that makes a way for you. Praise the Lord. When you are anointed, you attract God's favor.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, you can write it down. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible mentioned there that even Jesus was anointed with Holy Ghost and with power. He says how God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, for God was with him. Say, God is with me. Say, God is with me. Now, the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life brings the anointing. Hallelujah. For God was with him. Even Jesus had to be anointed. Think about it. Why was he anointed? You find the answer in Luke chapter 4, verse 18. All right? Write it down. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus, the Messiah. Why? He says, because he has anointed me. He has anointed me. Who anointed Jesus? The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord anointed Jesus. And what was the reason for the anointing? The scripture went on to enumerate them. Hallelujah. To set the captives free. To set the bond loose. The afflicted, the oppressed. To liberate them. To bring liberty to the oppressed. Hallelujah. There are many areas people go through oppression. Financial oppression. Marital oppression. Spiritual oppression. But the anointing breaks the yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke, and you are set free. And I pray this morning that whatever oppression that the enemy has released in your life, it is broken in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of oppression. Jesus said, the Spirit has come to set free, to bring to liberty those who are oppressed. And this can only be possible through the anointing. So this year, 2024, we are saying whatever the enemy have designed to oppress you, to bring affliction in your life, the anointing is available to bring a release. To bring a release. I declare a release this morning. You are released. You are set free. You are set free. You are set free. You are set free. In Jesus' mighty name. So for you to operate in this realm of power, you need to understand the importance of the anointing. In the Bible, we find different Bible characters that were anointed. If you remember the story of the story of Samson, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord would come upon Samson. And all of a sudden, Samson will become a different man. The anointing of the Lord will come upon Samson. He lifted the gate of the city by himself, one man. How is it possible to lift a humongous, gigantic gate? It was the anointing. There are some impossibilities in your life that the anointing will make possible. There are things, there are doors in your life that this anointing can open. There are miracles that this anointing can bring in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. What never worked before, the anointing can make it work. Can make it work. Hallelujah. It is working for you. It is working for you. It is working for you. That healing is working for you. That healing is your portion. That healing is your portion. You are healed. You are healed because of the anointing. That was why when the woman with the issue of blood, watch this. When she came to touch the garment of Jesus, did you know what she touched? Hallelujah. I've already given you the answer. The anointing. She touched the anointing. Because the anointing was flowing through his garment. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is like oil flowing through in Psalm chapter 23, 122. It says it's like oil that flows through the Abraham, through his beards and down. Because the anointing was flowing in his garment. The Bible said that unto us, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. So when the woman by revelation understood that Jesus carried the anointing, she went and touched the hem. By the way, this is what she touched. In reality, I just remembered now, because the garment they wear, the priestly garment, has this on it, the original priestly Hebrew garment. So this was what she touched, the hem. This is the hem. So she went and touched the hem. I feel like I should touch this hem now. Jehovah's. No, this is real. Touch the hem. But that touch was a touch of faith. It was a touch of revelation. Hallelujah. That is why there are those that touch Jesus, nothing happened. People are pushing, shoving him. But somebody come and touch the hem. Tap into the anointing. That's why Jesus says, power has left me. Who touched me? He, woman touch the power, the anointing, and immediately she was healed. Immediately. Because she touched the anointing. Praise the Lord. Say, Lord, release the anointing upon my life. Release the anointing upon my life. Hallelujah. So, the next thing about, I'm going to show you a few things about the anointing as we move further. Now, write this down. Authentic, genuine anointing is released through the Holy Spirit. I said it, there are authentic, there are genuine anointing. Now, watch this. Miracles are not anointing. Hello? That somebody is doing miracles does not mean the person is anointed. Because even the devil can do miracles. When Moses came to Pharaoh and he threw his rod and it became snakes, even Pharaoh's magician, they came and they did their own miracle, isn't it? So a miracle is not a sign of the anointing. There's much more to that. It's only part of it. Amen. So genuine and authentic anointing is released through the Holy Spirit. Now the next one is that the anointing enhances your spiritual performance and efficiency. If you want to know how to pray, you need the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need it. If prayer is a struggle in your life, you need the anointing. You want to pray, you sleep. No, you need the anointing. Because this anointing comes with fire. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
You need the anointing. When you have the anointing, you can't be sleeping. You're on fire for God. Hallelujah. They say service is 1 a.m. You get up. The anointing will wake you up. Hallelujah. When you start to pray, you don't pray, I'll be looking at your time. It's 5 minutes. You pray because you have flowing in the anointing. Sometimes you can just lie down prostrate and you worship God. You don't even know where you are because the anointing is flowing. Hallelujah. You know, without the anointing, serving God becomes so dry. So dry. Dry Christian. No, when somebody is dry, you can't even get anything from that person. Nothing you can't get, even time you can't get from the person because it's dry. Everywhere is dry. Pocket is dry. Heart is dry. Head is dry. Not you. It's not your portion. In Jesus' name. Your pocket will never be dry. In Jesus' mighty name. The anointing makes serving God exciting. Exciting. I was glad when they say, let us go to the house of the Lord. Because it comes with joy. The joy of the Lord becomes your strength. Hallelujah. The anointing strengthens you. It strengthens you when you are weak. It strengthens you. Hallelujah. When you are anointed, serving God becomes easy. That is why Jesus says, my yoke is easy.
Amen.
This yoke is not the one that will keep you in bondage. This yoke is easy. People complicate the things of God. It is easy, Pastor Luan. It is by faith.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go to the mountain and kill yourself in 40 days and 40 nights. 3 months, you are still fasting. You are still fasting. Hallelujah. Someone was saying the other day at the radio, he says that the problem with Christians is that they fast and pray when they should be asking God for wisdom. Teach me what to do. Show me what to do, Lord. Direct my steps. Let me begin to act by faith. Act by faith. Hallelujah. The anointing makes you, when you see impossibility, you look at it and say it is nothing. Impossibility is nothing because I carry the Holy Ghost. I carry God's anointing. When sickness comes into your body, it dies because of the anointing you carry. Hallelujah. It is something that makes you extraordinary. You know, I get tired of people who they come to church during festivities, you know, like New Year. Yeah, church is packed today. And then the next one, they wait for the calendar of Easter. That person is not flowing under the anointing.
Yeah.
You can't operate under God's anointing. And you become a lazy Christian. Can I give you an example? In the book of Acts, when the disciples got this anointing, the Bible said they were in the upper room praying. And the Lord said to them, you shall receive power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said, that word power is the anointing. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Can you see the connection? The anointing comes through the Holy Spirit. And he said, and you shall be my witness. This anointing will make you to be a witness. You will be a living witness. You will never stop talking about Jesus. You will be on fire for Jesus. So the disciples, when the anointing came upon them, all of a sudden, Peter, he walks past the lame man. He always passed this man every Sunday. But because of the anointing, Peter said, look at us. Silver and gold I do not have. But what I have, hallelujah, what I have, what do you have? The anointing. What do you have? The anointing. What I have. The anointing can open a door for you. The anointing can give you what no man can give you. What money cannot give you. The anointing can give you. You say, what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up. What did he give the man? The anointing. The man got up and began to walk. Hallelujah. So this anointing has the capacity to transform your life and empower you to operate on a higher dimension of the spirit. When you speak, demons tremble. They say, hi, this one is anointed. Hallelujah. That was why Peter, I say, I wish I have that anointing. I'll just go to the mall like this. And I just do like this. People are falling. And then I go to the hospital. I check, where are the dead ones? I will go for the dead ones, not the one. I go to the dead ones. I will make sure there is camera, because these days are days of social media camera. I make sure that there is camera, two following me. Because that is what people want to see and get. Hallelujah. But there is something in you. There is something in you. There is something in you. Say, there is something in me. Hallelujah. You are not ordinary. If you notice, this anointing is for the children of God. He said to them, wait and you shall receive this power. So, because of time, let's move on. The next one says, the anointing makes your battle easier. Hallelujah. Come on, Satan, bring it on. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall wage a standard. No weapon formed and fashioned against you shall prosper. Because of the anointing, praise the Lord. It makes your battle easier. The anointing produces tangible result in your life. Result. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are into business, you produce result. At work, you produce result. In your family, you produce result. If you are at school, you produce positive result. Hallelujah. That is what the anointing can do. The anointing sets you apart. God's assignment. Now watch this one. Do you know that the anointing of God can become dormant in your life? Meaning, you can have it and you can also lose it. Saul was anointed. Saul, King Saul. But when he began to walk in disobedience, the anointing, the Spirit of God left him. Now, let me say this. There's a difference between the gift and the anointing. You can be operating in the gift, but you don't have the anointing. God has gone. The Spirit has left. That's why I say the miracles you see are not a guarantee that somebody is anointed. So Saul was still the king, you know. He was, but it was only when David, the anointed one, comes and worship. And worship. Hallelujah. You see, anointing is also released through worship. And worship. And then the spirit of evil leaves Saul. Hallelujah. That is why as we come to worship, the anointing present here makes every demonic forces that rise against you to disappear. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Because of the anointing. Yeah. They cannot stand the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Now I'm going to dash off you because of time. don't have. I'm going to give you quickly the benefits of the anointing in the next 5 minutes. The number one benefit of the anointing benefit is to empower you. Empowerment. Divine empowerment. Praise the Lord. Empowerment. We need to be empowered. What is it? You're empowered as a pastor. I need empowerment to function. If you're an intercessor, you need empowerment. If you're an usher, you need empowerment. This empowerment helps you to function effectively so that you will not grow weary. You will not get tired. Hallelujah. So that you will keep doing what God has called you to do. God will not give you an assignment and not empower you to do it. Amen. So the anointing brings the empowerment into our life. Now, the next one is that the anointing breaks the yoke. Isaiah 10 verse 27. It breaks the yokes. The yokes. And that is why this morning, as we anoint you, that yoke of the enemy in your life is broken this year. Any yoke of the enemy in your life is broken. Jesus said, the yoke you must have is my own yoke. The yoke to serve him. You know what the yoke to serve him means? If you have this yoke, you can never go back. That means you are hooked to serve him, to love him. It's both you and him, you and God together. Hallelujah. That's a good one. So, but the yoke is broken because of the anointing. Amen. Matthew 11, 28. It says, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden. You have heavy yoke. It says, and I will give you rest. Amen. I will what? Give you rest. And then the next one, number three, is the anointing brings favor. It comes with favor, favor, favor. That was why everywhere Esther goes, people are not looking at her faults. They just see favor. They just look upon Esther with favor because of the grace and the anointing upon her life. The anointing of favor is coming upon you today. I declare it in the name of Jesus. In this year, 2024, receive the anointing of favor. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Even Jesus received this anointing. The Bible says that in Luke chapter 2 verse 52, you can write it down. It says, Jesus grew in wisdom and favor. He grew in wisdom, in stature, and favor with God and man. Now, two favor. Amen? The number one favor is favor with God. Number one. You must gain favor with God. The number two is favor with man. How do you gain favor with God? You gain favor with God by your commitment and dedication to God. When you sacrifice and worship God like David, David gained favor with God, and God said David was a man after my heart. So you gain favor with God, and because of that, God gives you favor with man. Did you see how it comes? So the favor comes from God through the anointing, and then it also works for us wherever we are. The Bible says lines will fall for you in pleasant places. That is favor. Favor will fall for you. And today, my prayer is that under this anointing, you will gain favor with men, with God, with wherever you go and whatever you do this year, in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, the anointing brings protection and provision. Protection. Psalms 23 verse 5. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Did you see that? The anointing brings you to a place of overflow. But even where there is enemies, the anointing brings protection. It says that you prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies. God is not promising us that we will not encounter enemies this year. But he's saying because of the anointing, he will still prepare the table. He will still bless you. He will still lift you up. He will still make a way for you. He will still open the door. Despite the enemies, he will prepare the table. Hallelujah. They will not touch you. The Bible says, touch not my anointed ones. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. I've come to speak to the anointed ones this morning. Touch not, touch not, touch not. Hey, Satan, touch not, sickness, touch not. You need to look at yourself sometimes and say, hey, sickness, touch not. Can't you hear? How? Say it loud and read it. Can't you hear sickness? He says, touch not. Hallelujah. Poverty, touch not. Wicked people, touch not. Accident, touch not. Disease, touch not. Lack, touch not. Wasters, hijackers, touch not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch not.
Touch not. Touch not. Touch not.
The anointing distinguishes you. It brings the mark. The Bible says we bear the mark of Christ, the seal of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That anointing is the seal of ownership. The Bible says it is a guarantee.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee that you will make it. It's a guarantee that no matter what, you are going to succeed. It's a guarantee that you might fall 7 times, you will rise up again. It's a guarantee that nothing will stop you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what Paul was saying about the anointing. He says that God has anointed us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God that anoints. And then he says that he has done this through the Holy Spirit, which has become a seal upon us and a guarantee of good things, a guarantee that God will protect you, a guarantee that this year you shall make it. You will see the end of this year, a guarantee that this year favor is coming to you. That is what the anointing does. The anointing is a guarantee. Guarantee that whatever comes your way, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. It guarantees your protection. It guarantees that God will take care of you. It guarantees that God will provide for you. Hallelujah. God will provide for you. It guarantees that you are not on your own. That God is with you. That God is with you. That the Spirit of the Lord is with you. It guarantees that you are not alone. God is by your side. You are not alone. God is your master. He's your owner. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your protector. He's your provider. It's a guarantee. So when you have the anointing, it's a guarantee God will take care of you. Hallelujah. You are next in line for miracle. It's a guarantee that God will do the impossible. It's a guarantee that miracles is coming your way. Miracle is coming your way. Hallelujah. So the anointing brings protection and provision. Praise the Lord. He anoints my head with oil. And my cup runs over. Not only that, in the presence of my enemy, the Lord said the devil, for the anointed ones, the enemy might see, but it can't touch you. The enemy might see and wonder, what kind of a man is this? What kind of a woman is this? The enemy might see, you are at your table this morning. God is setting the table. I see you sitting by the table. I see you by that table. The enemy cannot stop it. The enemy cannot stop it. This is your year. This is your year. The stage is set. The stage is set. The stage is set for you. I declare it this morning. The stage is set for you. He said he sets it. Not you. You. Hallelujah. I love this. I love this. You know, the Holy Spirit can be a chef as well. He said, my son. He said, relax, my daughter. I'm going to take care of you. This year, you've been struggling all along, but watch out. I'm going to do it for you. You've been trying to do it by yourself. You've been struggling and struggling, but I'm going to set it. It's your set time. It's your set time. He said, now is the set time to favor Zion.
Holy Spirit, you are one. of your way in this place. I'm a man, can't stand alone. I need you to complete me. If not for God, I can't breathe.
Paget on Finding My Way radio channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll free international callers 1-888-201-5313.